Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your soul hip-hop and 90s couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, June 6, 2016.
And this is episode 200!
Crazy. And we did nothing special. But every day is special when you all are here with us. So.
Oh, yeah. It's always special.
We don't need to do anything in particular.
No, man. We don't have to. We actually talked about that before. You remember we were going to do stuff at like 52... Episode 52.
Why 52?
Because there's 52 weeks in the year.
Oh. Are you sure?
I was being silly. I was being real silly about it. You know, it's just like, really, Jay? You really going to do that? Now, looking back, it's like, were you really going to do that, Jay? And I will look at you square dead in your eyes and I will say, yes, I was going to do that. But we did not. I know episode 69, we had Scott Johnson on.
Yeah.
I remember that. And then...
We did do a look back at our shows on the 100th one.
You know what? We sure did.
Yeah, because we went through all the shit, you see.
Yeah. And we talked about, you know, we played a bunch of clips and...
Yeah.
I think it's when we started cursing, like, live on the air and... and just said, you know, forget it, you know.
Like,
yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So let's jump into, you know what? Before we jump into the weekend wrap up, let's go ahead and just see who's with us today. Oh, we have a special man with us today.
We have JK Grandma.
What's going on, JK?
Hi,
and
JK.
You know, the summers are the light. They're the light months. You know, people out enjoying the beautiful weather. And we don't expect a lot of people to be out hanging. And we just having JK here has been amazing. Now, I'm sitting here and talking about episode 69, and JK said, you guys did have Scott Johnson on? And I said, yeah, we had him on. He said, I got to go check out the episode. Now, that makes me wonder, when did JK start? I need to go back and find out when did JK start hanging out with us. Because we were actually living in this house. And it's like, I'm trying to remember how I came. I'm trying to remember how did JK and I become friends. You know, it's like, this is my dude. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he's my brother from another mother that lives in Texas.
Yeah. I'll always remember him looking like the dude in that robot game.
The robot game. The doctor. The doctor in...
the game that we never finished.
The PS4 game.
Why did we never finish it? Was it boring? Yes, it was boring.
It was boring.
We never finished it.
And I can't remember, it was the one, the release date games for PS4. So this was definitely 2014.
At least.
This is when, so that was before, that was when the girls were born in 2014. Mm. Yeah. So I totally smacked my lips too. 2000, or did the PS4 come out in 2013?
I bet it's 2013 because I wasn't pregnant.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, so he said, honestly, I heard when you asked the question at a past Nerdtacular. Now I'm wondering if that's the one that was on my birthday and I couldn't remember my question. That's when they had it. They still had it inside the
Noah's
Ark. Noah's Center.
Noah's Ark.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, JK, man, thanks so much for being part of the Valen Tavern. Yeah, that okay. So that was the Nerdtacular. I froze when I asked the question, made an ass of myself. Well, it was pretty funny. Funny as hell. I can't remember my other question. You know. But yeah, so thanks for being with us and everything, and thanks you all for listening, you know, at, you know, later on down the road, everything else. We hope we're being great company in your drive to wherever or during your work day, and we hope to make you laugh. And
we'll try.
Right.
No, I'm not very funny.
You're not, but it's okay. You Nah, you're funny, baby.
Oh, no.
Nah, you're pretty good. You
I am, I'm pretty terrible.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about it because it's going to, yeah, we're going to spend a lot of time in weekend wrap-up. So
we did a lot of stuff, so.
So let's
get
go
ready.
Ahead. Let's get
That's
ready.
That's what happens when you miss a show.
Yeah, buddy. As Renee likes to say. Weekend wrap-up.
That's how you people say it, right?
When do I ever say, yeah, buddy?
You said it before because I told you.
Once. Maybe once.
No, you said it a couple times.
Twice. As Renee matter. Likes. Anyway. So, at the top of the weekend wrap up.
Oh, here we go. All right.
All right. We got to give, pay our respects to the greatest, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, Louisville's own.
Louisville's own, yeah.
Born and raised.
Born and raised here. And his services were today at 2 o'clock. It's really sad. You know, as I'm getting older, mm-hmm. I'm losing icons faster.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an avalanche now. You know, in the last 10 years, it's just like, you know, people I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, are dying.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he influenced a lot of people, and he definitely, you know, had an impact
on
a lot of people's lives.
He
so,
did.
We just wanted to give respects to them, and our thoughts are with his family.
Yep, definitely, definitely. So, also, it happened the same day as we had our... We went to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 90s concert.
Last night.
Yeah. It was a Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah. No,
and this was a 7-act show. I can't remember if we even talked about it on the show or not. But they went on set. Oh, yeah, because during the show, we was trying to find out how to order the tickets early. So we went to the show. It was amazing. We had a blast. The 7 acts were... Young MC, Coolio, Kool Moe Dee, Color Me Bad, All for One, Rob Bass, and Salt and Pepper.
Woo! Good job.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. So it was a great show. Did you enjoy yourself, babe?
It was so good.
I know.
Like there were parts that were not good, but for overall, I had a great time.
And the best part of the show... Well, there was one part of the show that was the best part of the show up until this point, but it was also the funniest part of the show. It was when Color Me Bad came out on stage and
Renee's
jaw dropped and she just lost it.
I lost it.
So, you know, most of the time when you look at...
I love how you're starting with Color Me Bad. But go on,
let's just back up there. So Young MC comes out, you know, Young MC is like all of us, you know, he still looks the same, he put on a little weight, you know, but not overly so much that he's unrecognizable. And same goes for Coolio looks the same, except he has less hair,
but it looks more ridiculous because he has less hair. So if you all remember Coolio, he had like the braid sticking up, you know. That's so now he's old and balding. He has two like black
patches
on his head where the
he bought some hair from somebody.
Yeah, there's no way that's his hair, and it's sprouting out from the two. It looks ridiculous.
Yep. And then Kumo D came out.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Young MC, the only song I really know
was Bust a Move.
Bust a Move. Yep. Coolio, only song I cared about was Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
So I yawn a little bit.
So, Kumo D, Young MC, I knew a few of his, every song he did, I knew. You know, especially like the fastest rapper allowed. Because I remember he did it, because he actually held a record for it until Twista came around.
Yeah. Sorry. Dethroned.
Yeah. And then Coolio came out. And, you know, Fat and Divorce song and Gangsta's Paradise. I mean, I enjoyed all of those that he did as well.
I realized when he left. Yeah. But
Kumo D
and
he rocked
this was
it.
The whole time I was like,
because this was before Renee's time.
It was before my time. I had heard Wild Wild West and what work.
I go to work.
I go to work.
I go to work.
Now that like one I haven't heard that much, but I heard Wild Wild West.
Dude, that was everybody's wake up song. I mean, it's like you get up in the morning, it's like I go to work like a doctor. When I rock the mic, you got the light. The way I operate, I make miracles happen just from rapping. I'm so lyrically poet, and that's not it. But yeah, it was.
So it didn't do anything to my nostalgia bone.
Yeah.
I was like,
And then the How You Like Me Now. How You Like Me Now. That's when
maybe
him.
Maybe I'd heard it once.
That's when him and LL Cool J were having their little rap battle.
LL's definitely better, so.
Oh, man. Lyrically, though.
It doesn't matter. LL. You know I love LL. So this was the price of admission right here. Color Me Bad came out. They came out. I cracked the hell up as soon as I saw them. They were just like, in polos and regular old shorts.
They look like they just came from the mall.
Yeah, it was like, okay. And the original group had four guys, but the guy, the skinny guy with the long curly hair wasn't there. And I was like, all right, well, he was my least favorite, so it wasn't like I was upset or anything.
Right, right.
But one of the guys gained a little weight, and our friend texted us and said, what happened to the fourth member? Did he eat him or something? It was like, but that wasn't the thing. The thing was, they look like they just rolled out of bed and said, hey, why don't we go sing these songs that were popular 30 years ago? You know, It's like, they did a few dance steps which was even weirder for me, and it made me crack up even more. It's just, it felt so awkward. I could barely watch it.
Right.
For some reason, it didn't, seeing them doing all the moves and singing the songs and throwing out roses, I'm like, y'all need to just hang it up. For some reason, it just wasn't. It just wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't great, but it was hilarious. I laughed so hard. My stomach was hurting. Of course, they did I Adore Me More. They did another song, and then they did
I Wanna Sex You Up.
I Wanna Sex You Up. Which, you know, is one of my favorite 90s songs. It's very, very iconic.
Right, right.
So then after that,
it's like iconic, like I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Yeah.
Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Oh my God, our kids. I'm a model. Our kids are going to be like,
you know what I mean. I see you, my little thing on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk.
Our kids are going to be like, really, mom and dad? I'm going to play this at like, if they have friends over, I'm going to play it and I'm going to walk down like the catwalk.
Oh, yep, and then like combo number, was that combo number 9 or something like that? Was it? Combo number 9.
No. Potion. Love. It was potion. Potion?
No, it's combo number 9.
It's not combo. It's not combo.
It has to be. Was it?
No, it's not combo. It's love. No.
It is combo number.
You know, it's not combo. It's not. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, is this it? Hold on. I gotta do it. Is this it right here? Hold on. Let's see real quick. Please don't be loud. Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to Long Way Cheesecake.
Combo number 9.
I take your order, please. I have Uh-huh. Here we come in the combo number 5.
Ooh, nice. No, that's not it, babe. Combo 1. That is a parody. 3, 4, 5. That's a parody, babe.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh,
this
my
is a parody?
God.
Are you sure?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
What's
so
the song?
Much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sorry if I offended anyone. JK just called me racist.
Why? Oh, could you play this?
Yeah.
Parody.
Oh, Mambo number 5.
Damn it, JK. Mambo number 5. It's not even 9.
So here's the thing. JK could have saved me from this shit. You know what I'm saying? But no.
Combo does rhyme with Mambo.
You know what I'm saying? This is it. This is it. I think
ladies and
it.
Gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Yeah, that's it.
I hate JK. JK, you left me hanging out there. You left me hanging out there, JK. I'm upset. You could at least told me not. sorry if I offended anyone. Doggone it. And that's the first time I actually seen that parody video, so that's not what I was thinking about. And I always thought it was combo number 5.
You always thought it was combo?
I did.
Even though you heard Mambo, you thought they said combo.
I thought it was still combo. I thought they were using Mambo as part of the rhyme somewhere down.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm horrible. Anyway, so then Awful One came out. Awful One came out and thoroughly impressed Renee. They showed
up. They had outfits. They had the sparkle. They had the dance moves. They had the coordination. They had the harmony.
They were like the four heartbeats.
And I was, they were okay. I mean, I liked them, but I didn't think that they were amazing back
then.
They were great.
I only knew like a couple of the songs because I was like.
That's because they only had like two songs.
I was like, give me Boyz II Men.
Yeah, of course. But they put on a really good show.
They
hyped everybody up for some weird reason. Everybody was super.
Well,
hyped
it was because
them.
they were singing the shower songs, babe.
Yeah.
They were singing the songs that you were singing in the shower loud as hell and don't care what anyone does. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then also it was fun when they started doing, they did Boyz II Men song, they did Belle Biv DeVoe song, you know, some of that stuff. So that was nice. And then they got us all hyped up, and then all of a sudden, Rob Bass came out. Oh man, and if you don't know who Rob Bass is, he's like one of the icon MCs of the 80s and 90s, man. It was just like, you know, like Joy, pump it up in pain. And I want to rock right now. I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down.
I'm not internationally known,
but
I'm
known
to
rock
the
microphone
because I get stupid.
Mean, you know
outrageous.
What I'm saying? It's just, oh.
Be contagious, yeah.
So, yeah, so he came out. I mean, before he even got to his songs, he got everybody on their feet. You know, there was so much, the roof, not just with him. I mean, that was a lot of them did that, but man, that the roof was on fire and we didn't care because we was gonna let that mother burn.
Yeah,
you know
that was
saying?
Fun.
You know,
that
it was just like,
was fun.
It was just amazing. It was just, woo. Yep, so that's exactly it, James. It takes two, man. But yeah, and then he set the show up and set the stage up just right. For the ladies of the hour, the Salt and Pepper Entertainment Series.
They laid it down. I mean, they had a show like they were like in the prime. Well, they are still in their prime.
Yeah.
But like they put on a show.
Yeah.
Like they they could have just came out and sang songs and that's it. But
yeah,
no.
Yeah. And
they had it all.
And it's so funny. I mean, this year marked their 30-year anniversary as Salt and Pepper. I mean, 1986, babe. 1986. I'll take your man. You know.
I was 7.
You didn't know anything about that. I was.
I didn't know anything about that.
Man, it was just like, I was 11. you know, and you know, they sing about, it was just amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
rocking the Letterman, not the Letterman jacket, the leather jackets with the P and the S on the side.
And Peppa, and they were all beautiful, gorgeous, sexy women. Like, they were
Spinderella.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
Spinderella.
She back there spinning those steel wheels.
And Peppa looked so cute in her freaking skirt. I was like, girl, you look cute. You are. Girl, yep. Cute.
She been working out. She kept. She kept the weight off. I'm proud of her.
Yeah, her legs look nice. You have nice legs, Peppa. But
I didn't realize that Peppa's legs were. I didn't notice that. I was kind of like, man, her legs are long.
And she loves.
Well,
long legs.
I didn't realize she was that tall. You know what I'm saying? I knew she was taller than Salt, but I didn't know she was like. Was she taller than the dancer?
No.
Okay.
But and also she had on heels too.
Oh, okay.
But so the concert was good. I was tired. I got beer all over my toes.
She had beer feet.
Because I wore open-toed shoes. And Jay kept asking why I kept putting my purse on the seat instead of on the floor.
Right.
And by the end of the night, he sees why I don't put my purse on the
floor. Well, so you know why I was like, why are you having your seat?
Because someone could just grab stuff from... behind it. So I just ended up putting it on my arm. So every time, I mean, that's why I don't put it on the floor at the movie theater because it gets.
It's fine. I understand.
People
that.
Are stupid. But the couple in front of us was so drunk. It was hilarious.
Well, it was hilarious. I was just waiting for him to throw up. But he didn't.
So we didn't get out of there until like
quarter till midnight.
Gosh. I was so tired.
Feet hurt.
Yes, my feet
tired.
Were killing
and
me.
They didn't do an encore, which we were glad, but we didn't care because we was like, look, we tired. I'm going to get up and walk up while I'm ready to walk, you know, and huge thanks to Dad for watching the girls and everything else. So, you know, that's the ladies we've been out for a while, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. And then also, Renee snatched up like three dresses for like $77 from Kohl's.
I did. So I went to get a concert for I went to get a dress for the concert, which I needed to have done. I was way overdressed, but I got three dresses and they are amazing looking. And I'm excited because I just need somewhere to wear the other two.
Right.
Too. But yeah, they're pretty nice, bright colors, which I don't wear. I usually like wear black or brown. So I don't know. Yeah. So. You got some new clothes.
Yeah, I got. Well, it was kind of loud. I got a new shirt and nice some new shoes, man. Some new canvas shoes. Well, they're kind of I don't know what they are. They're Skechers. They're nice
I think
though.
They're canvas.
I like them. They look like boat shoes almost, but
boat shoes.
But I like them. I really do. And I got just a regular T-shirt as well. So yeah, Kohl's was on and popping that day. So before the concert and everything, we went to Atlanta this past week. We headed down there on Memorial Day. We did a convoy with Chris and Deidre. Went to go see the Biggins. We like to call my older kids the Biggins. That's what Audrey Day calls them. That's what Ethan calls them.
Oh, the Biggins.
Yeah, the Biggins. The big ones, you know. So we went down and saw Brianna Daniel and Benji and got to hang out. And, you know, I didn't get to make it down to Benji's promotion, but it was definitely good seeing them and all that and hanging out. Got to introduce Daniel to the life of shaving.
Yep.
You know, that was one of the things that we wanted to do when I got down there. So I got down there and got to show Daniel how to use... Got him some electric clippers that have the attachments where he can put on like the full razor and the nose clipper, like the ones that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's all he needs right now. He doesn't need to use a straight razor or anything. So, when he finished, he was like, oh, that's smooth, you know. So he actually kept a bit of his goatee. I thought he was going to cut everything off. But, you know, after I showed him how to, you know, have his little goatee, so he kind of has, you know, a little hair on his chin.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, and I showed him how to trim up his mustache and everything else. So, you know, it was a good bonding experience, and it was kind of, we definitely won't forget it. We definitely won't forget it because it was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Where we did it. So
memories are good.
It was like funny that. Where we did it. You know. and then we saw Brianna and I got the, and Brianna she drove back to the dorm. She came up with us and she did pretty good.
It was
She did good. She did do well. The only thing that I wish that Atlanta has that we have here in Kentucky that's been, or here in Louisville that's been changing, is the lights where you have, like, if you're going to turn left, you have the light, you know, green, solid green, and then you have the green arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not the show. And then when you have to yield here in Louisville, that yellow arrow blinks. You know what I'm saying? Kind of saying, hey, you know, you have to yield first. In Atlanta...
You should always yield, though, right?
Well, I mean, she's still learning.
Right.
Right. And she was unfamiliar with the road.
You're like, hey, this yellow light.
Right.
You know, you can't just go just because
well,
it's green.
Well, no. Kind of thing. No. I'm talking about when it goes solid green.
Right.
Solid yellow. And then it just flashes.
Does it do that?
Yeah, that's what... Renee don't even notice it does that.
Like, when you're turning left?
Yeah. They've been changing them so that they do that now.
Why do you need to do that?
Well, because I'm about to tell you why.
For like, okay, all right, go.
Because what happens is that helps people understand if they're on a new road that they need to yield.
So this is for new drivers.
It helps new drivers.
It's not like old school.
It helps. Well, it helps older people as well. I mean, hell, it even helps me. You know, because I mean, I really appreciate that. You know, and everything. So the thing is that down there it doesn't do that, and when you're on an unfamiliar road. You know, it's kind of, you know, just one of those things. So, but it was a lesson learned. No one got hurt.
Yep. And the girls had fun with her, and she totally won them over. She gave them a graham cracker, and they were all good after the graham cracker. So
yep.
It was good. It was a good trip, and got to see my nephew. My nephew's walking.
Yep.
Oh, it is crazy. Time, slow down. But he's super cute, and I was sad when we had to leave. But and we went to freaking Bahama Breeze.
We did. We got a date night.
Yeah, we got a date night. We went to Bahama Breeze, and for those of y'all who don't know, that is my place. It used to be in Louisville, shut down. Now there's Chewy's. I'm grateful for Chewy's, but I miss Bahama Breeze. So I went there. I didn't go all out. You know,
no, their hummus is amazing.
I got a Bahamarita because how could I not? So, but then I got hummus, but I ate it with pita chips, but that's okay. It's all right. But then, and then for my meal, I got a modest mahi and shrimp lemongrass rice bowl. It was yummy. Jay got fish tacos, which were the best fish tacos I have ever had in my entire life, by the way. They're really good. And then, I have to get this every time I go, but there's so many other desserts I want. This is always a problem, but I can't pass this up. It's their banana bread supreme. It's banana bread and caramel rum sauce and ice cream and banana. And oh my gosh, it is so good. And I die. Every time I eat it, I die from happiness. It is so good. So I want to say thanks to Deidre and Chris for, you know, chilling at the house to make sure the house didn't burn down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. But so that was our trip. And you didn't talk about your lighting on your
I did
talk about that.
And okay. I was wondering. I was like,
I couldn't remember if you talked about it.
Yeah.
But Maya's results came back. Her tumor was not cancerous, so yay! She's done. She's good. They got it all.
Yep, they got it all.
Hopefully no more surgeries for her for the rest of her life.
Yep.
So she's good. Zoe is also all right. Her lazy eye is like pretty much all better. We rock, babe. We rock at the parenting thing. So that's good that the health is all good with the girls. And then we have some visitors, back-to-back visitors at that. Reggie and Dana came to see us. And
they did.
We were so excited. Reggie and Dana are our great great, great friends that we've known for a long time now, and they brought their two wonderful daughters with them, and we just had a good time spending time with them, and we really, really miss them. Dana gives amazing hugs.
She does.
She's like one of the few that doesn't make me uncomfortable when she hugs me for a long time. Because I usually don't like long hugs. So we really enjoyed them being here, and I can't wait to see them again. Actually, they live so close that we cannot not go see them. And then the week after that, their dad and his and Dave's stepmom came through. And
yeah, so we had like 3 weeks back to back. So we had Clark and Nikki.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reggie and Dana.
Was it back to back like that? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Because it was Derby.
That's a lot.
Reggie, Dana, and then my mom and my dad and stepmom. So yeah, it was fun. It was fun having everyone. Makes me realize that as a guest, when I'm a guest somewhere, you know, I want to be like so many other people. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that I'm a good guest. So I definitely appreciate everyone that came in and hung out with us. Let's see. We got our Dragon Con tickets. You acquired those. So it is official.
It's happening.
The Valentines will be at Dragon Con.
Please join us Labor Day weekend. We would love to see you guys.
Say, hey.
I listen to your podcast. I'm like, liar. No one listens to our podcast. No, I won't say that. But I look forward to being there. Don't plan on being on any panels so I can just enjoy it.
We're going to see. And we may venture outside of the podcasting track.
There's lots of stuff to go visit. So.
And so Renee has on here that Black Lightning is falling apart. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Tailpipe.
Oh.
Talk about it. What happened?
Poor
Black Lightning.
Well, so I was going to the gym, and so through our neighborhood we have a bunch of speed bumps. Went over a speed bump and I heard something chong chong. I was like, what was that? You know, I thought it was like the strollers in the back. I went back, opened up the trunk and looked in and not the tailgate and looked in. I was like, well, it's not that. So I drove a little bit more, chong chong. What is that? And then I walked around the truck this time and I didn't look under. I was like, I don't know what that is. So I turned and I went up the hill and sure enough looked under this time after hearing the chink chink for a third time. And my tailpipe had come off. So I actually had to, luckily, I usually don't have this in the car. I had my multi-tool in the car with me, and I was able to cut the damn thing off because it was held by rubber. I was like, man.
I'm glad you remember your multi-tool.
I was like, I never have this multi-tool in here, you know, and so I cut it off and I threw it in the bed of the truck.
That's crazy.
Which is good because they charge you by the foot on tailpipes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I only had
How
to
How did
get,
I not know that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
So I only had it. They only had it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I took it up there and I got another cherry bomb put on because I'm cheap and I don't care if my neighbors hear me coming.
Cherry bomb. Is that what it's really called?
Mm-hmm. It's a cherry bomb.
Like the actual brand name is called cherry bomb?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can look cherry bomb. It's a cheaper version of a muffler, which isn't really a muffler. And we can get away with it here in Kentucky because they do not do emission tests.
They used to, but not anymore. They used to.
Screw you, catalytic converter. You'll not get no mine. I am killing my environment. Take that, Maya Zoe Renee.
My great-great-great-great-grandchildren will curse your name.
They will. They're going to curse my name. Eat my carbon monoxide or dioxide or whatever I'm putting out there. My carbon footprint is huge when I'm driving.
And you don't even care, do you? You don't even care.
Hey, I recycle enough now that it's evening out.
Yeah.
Yay, Renee agreed with me, so I'm good now. I am guilt-free.
Maybe.
I'm a
We'll see. It depends on how much you drive.
Jake says suck my tailpipe. So I did ask because I posted on Facebook that it came off and then my neighbor My dog sitter. We always joke back and forth. She was like, "Good, I'm glad you get one put on your loud ass truck." And I actually asked the dude. I was like, because the cherry bombs come in different types,
mm-hmm.
And they'll give you louder noise. And louder noise.
Why do you want louder noise is the thing. I don't understand why you want.
It's a hot rod, the hot rod effect. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about like the little cars that like that right there.
Mm-hmm.
This is more like the whoom.
But it's not a hot rod. And you're just fooling yourself. It just get a regular old tailpipe.
I did ask the guy at Meineke. I was like, is that the only cherry bomb you have? You have one that I can get that'll make it louder? I did ask that.
Why?
Because I was spiteful, Elizabeth, man. I was like, I was like, you're going to hear me coming two streets away.
You would think quieter is what you would want.
No.
But...
No. Yes.
I always thought it was stupid.
Fifth eye roll of the night.
It's not the fifth. It's probably like the 15th. Get it right. But anyway,
look at that.
Moving on to tech. It is already night away.
Oh,
tech.
Wow. Holy crap.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in the weekend. So.
Oh, we didn't get to talk about.
What did I miss?
Did you take it out?
What? Take what out?
Your dad got a stent.
Oh, no, he got the stent already. Last show.
No, he didn't.
The Monday after the show. He went in for the swelling.
Oh, you took out the other
Mother's
line.
Day.
You took out the other line.
Yeah, it was the lighting one.
You took mom's thing out?
Oh, it was an accident. Did I take mom's
thing
out?
Oh, okay. And then also, thing we need to talk about, too, kind of explain. We did tell folks that we was going to let people know why we were not around last time. It had been a heavy week. It was a lot going on that weekend. And then there's also been something that we realize we haven't told a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and one of the things is that, you know, for those that pray or positive thoughts and everything else like that, we did ask, Renee's mom is actually going in for surgery on the 22nd of this month.
Yes.
And, in December, she let us know that she was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
Right.
So, she's been going through... two stages of chemo,
mm-hmm.
and there's we've all come together as a family and been supporting her any way that we can and any way possible. And
but she's doing great. She's a soldier. She soldiers through it. That's what I get it from. She's very. You know, this is what we have to do.
Yep.
Let's get all the affairs in order. Let's
all the facts out.
All the facts
I'm
out.
I'm gonna get all my questions asked.
Questions.
And she takes notes. I mean, Renee, shoot, you guys haven't seen Renee when we play Pathfinder. Since we've been playing Pathfinder with our raid team, we have almost 30 pages of notes from the Pathfinder game, which is amazing. Because
it's good because we can look back on it.
We can
like,
look
oh,
back
look
on
what
it.
Happened.
We can look back on it because Serv is always asking us, "Well, what happened last time we were together?"
Take that, Serv.
And he's quizzing us and everything, kind of like, "Damn, dude, can we just start playing?" So, but yeah, I just wanted to shut up with you all, and we did ask Mom if we could, and she was perfectly fine with it. It was more of a for us to feel comfortable sharing it, and we felt that. You know, since you guys are close in our lives and a lot of things we do share with you. When we saw Clark and Nikki, we told them what was going on because that changed some events. And we was like, it kind of brought up the question, was like, you know what? We really haven't talked about it on the air, you know. And so we wanted to respect Mom, make sure she was fine with it and told her that. We mentioned to you all that you guys are a good group of folks, and you know, for those that pray, we'll pray, and those that send positive vibes, they'll vibe, and everyone else, they'll feel the way they feel. So, thank you all and everything. So, now we can go to some technology, babe.
Let's do it.
Technology.
Boom.
All right.
Oh. Jinx. Oh, I said first. You did. Don't you owe me a Coke or something like that? And yeah. I hadn't heard that until I was older. I think it's stupid. But anyway.
It was probably something. It was probably heard it from me. More than like, it sounded like something. Oh, it was Pepsi. But anyway.
Oh, was it? Okay.
So I got some new speakers for my PC. I got some studio quality design speakers that are amazing. Some Mackie Pros. And I got them, you know, it's like, oh man, Overwatch is coming out. I've had these other speakers for like 10 years. And Renee's like, man, I had my speakers that I have right now for like 12.
Yeah.
But I want some
my
more
good
speakers.
Old speakers, man.
I know, man. You have some nice ones, though. And you have like a headphone jack in the front there.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Not, I didn't have that on mine. And, yeah. And then mine kept on. I had some kind of interference that was always playing. It was kind of bugging me. Every now and then I could hear somebody talking like it was AM radio. Really. I hate it. It freaked me out sometimes. And then also, we got some bike helmets because we've been riding. And everybody's probably like, why in the world are bike helmets in tech? Because these helmets have a camera in front. 720 HD. I mean, I know people have 4K cameras and everything else.
No,
I have this Bolt helmet. Renee has one because we've been biking more. I actually rode almost 10 miles. I rode 9 miles on Saturday with the girls, pulling them in the trailer, because we did buy a trailer for the girls. So yeah, I'm absolutely excited for this helmet. I recorded one ride and it was fun. Renee was laughing at me because my big booty on the seat.
When I'm pedaling. I wasn't laughing.
I pedal
at your
like
big
this.
Booty on the seat.
So
I was.
Think of that picture of. Think of like Elmo on the potty.
Elmo on the potty?
Well, it's a GIF. It's not really Elmo, but it's a character.
I've never seen this.
It looks like Elmo. So Google Elmo on the potty GIF. It is. Is it Elmo on the. You know, here we go. I'm gonna put it in the chat here. Here we go. So, I'm gonna put it in notes too, so that you can check the notes. This is how Renee was laughing at me because when I ride the bike, did you click the link?
No.
In the chat.
You click the link in the chat.
So that's how I ride my bike. I'm like I'm riding my bike and.
That is Elmo on the potty, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is Elmo.
Okay.
But you don't write it that furiously. And
no,
I'm cracking up at the caption on the freaking picture.
I know. Wasn't it great? So it's like.
I spent months potty training my daughter without success. This video had her pooping on the toilet in 3 days. Okay. Woo.
You reading the comments?
No, I just read it.
You're not supposed to read the comments.
Why?
But no, I'm just playing.
You're not supposed to read the comments?
No, it's just the whole internet rule thing. So anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, so that's the tech and we're kind of flying through some stuff here, but anyway, let's go ahead and get to some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, up in media. So Renee got to watch Jurassic World without me. How was that?
It was so good. And so Jurassic World is my favorite movie. And
Jurassic World.
Oh, sorry. Park is my favorite movie.
Okay.
And when I was watching Jurassic World, it had the little faint, you know.
Right.
And I was like, I got chills up my spine. I was like, deep. So it was really good. And I'm a Chris Pratt fan. Chris Pratt was awesome, and I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, it had a couple of its issues, but I liked it. I liked that they didn't hold back from some things.
Yeah.
I still want to see a kid die. Kids never die in these freaking movies. It's like, be realistic. I mean, they're like the wounded antelopes of the herd. I mean, honestly.
I mean, but do you think they're really going to go for the kid if they got this bigger thing, this bigger prey that they can probably
get? Depends. If it's slower, yeah.
But if they know that they can get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Kill. So my message to movie makers is kill more kids.
Renee's also been watching new season of
Frankie and Grace.
And this is like
starring Jane Fonda and
some dude.
No, It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't.
This is the show that Renee wants to watch with me, but she keeps watching. But apparently it's good enough for her
to
watch
again. Well,
it's going
to take forever for us to watch it. So, Lily Tomlin. Darn it.
We'll probably get close to watching it pretty soon. So, yeah.
Maybe I'll wait.
No. I mean, I still got to watch season one, unless you want me to, because you want to watch season one.
We're
going to
watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or you can watch it by yourself if you think you'll get it done faster.
I don't know. We'll see.
Anyway, so I'm loving freaking Grace. I want to be like them when I'm like 70. They are feisty. You'll see.
Okay.
They're feisty and awesome. They speak their mind. I like it. So I'm playing my first iPhone game in forever.
And I blame JK for this a little bit, because I happened to see in the tadpole somebody talking about, hey, yo, Fishing Break can have crews now, you know, and I've seen people talking about this game, and I was like, man, I'm not playing that damn game. I ain't got time for that. It's just an iOS game. Gonna eat up my battery. I don't have time for that. So there's this game called Fishing Break or Fishing Buddy. Oh, I called it Fishing Buddy, but it's actually called
calling it Fishing Buddy, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
Fishing Buddy is an actual product.
Well, Fishing Buddy is also the mod in World of Warcraft.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. So, but also the people that did Fishing Break did Pocket Mines. So they
know they remind me of this.
Which was a huge game that we played during your pregnancy.
Forever we played this game.
Oh my gosh, we played the heck out of Pocket Mines. But yeah, but did anyway. So we've been playing Fishing Break, and yes, JK, you made a hook. You made a pun. He blames Scott Johnson. He's the one that got him hooked on it.
JK, I sent you a Facebook message because I see that you keep getting special fish, and it's making me mad, and I want to know how you keep doing it.
Well, you know, because he has special bait.
Oh.
JK has no shame. He said he spent money on it.
Okay. Well, special bait. There you go.
Well, I told you. You know I spent money on it.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I didn't even spend real money on it.
Yeah. I got the double. I got the double dude. And I've been telling Renee she needs to do the tournament stuff.
No, I'm in the crew now.
And get in the crew and do the tournament crew stuff.
I'm in
the JK's the masturbator.
Master.
He's the master.
Bater.
Bader.
Like, we never heard that one before.
Yep. And then also Overwatch came out before Memorial Day, as well as Total War Warhammer. And that's one that Overwatch has been sucking my game time, and I still need to finish playing Dark Souls 3. And I want to play Total War Warhammer. And I will say that the one thing that turned me off with Total War Warhammer was that they were like, here's how you move across the field. Good luck. Have fun. Bye. I was like, really? I don't get a tutorial? I don't get a tutorial? And they were like, no. Go have fun. Good luck. Bye. So that's what's been going on for our game time and everything else. And let's get to some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So last time I weighed in, I am like 98 pounds lighter than when I started.
That's crazy awesome.
Yep.
I'm so proud of you.
Yep. And been working out like a mofo. And
how you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Can you tell a difference in how you feel?
I can. And if you're watching the video, you see that? Got some guns.
Okay.
Renee has some guns too.
I'll show when I talk about my update.
Yep. And then So I go in tomorrow for my next fill. This will be my third fill. I'm waiting for them to call me tomorrow before I go in and say, hey, Mr. Valentine, oh, by the way, you're going to have to pay $150. I'm like, I know. Why we
got to go through this? You know, why you got to remind me?
Humana just told us this, I know. It's whatever, you know.
Like, it is what it is.
It is what it is. What was it? Oh, no, I don't want to feel, you know.
Like, yeah, I just want my stomach to stay like this forever. Bye.
I paid y'all all this money to have this thing put in me. I don't want you to put anything in it. Okay, all right, bye, whatever. Bye, Felicia. Anyway, so what's your update, babe? How you doing?
I am feeling good. So I gained 5 pounds in Atlanta. But guess what? Those are almost gone.
Nice.
Whoop, whoop. So I've been working out 6 days a week. Only got to work out once in Atlanta. But about 6 days a week, I'm at the point where I have to admit it, I kind of like going to the gym.
I like going to the gym.
I am there. I am in the like going to the gym category, and I never, ever, 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 ever thought I would be there.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yep.
But I'm there, and I have a routine. I stick with it. It makes me feel good. I feel strong.
Yep. I actually showed Renee. So I got like a virtual coach to help me with my workouts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I showed Renee some of the routines, and she ran off with it.
Yeah, and I am. I feel strong. I can see a difference in my body, mm-hmm. and I just feel good. It makes me feel more confident. And hey, check this out.
Yeah. Oh man!
I would do the kiss thing, but I'm not gonna do that. Like, but yeah, so I feel good, and I don't know. That's all that matters, that I feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Health is good. I'm still eating what I want a lot. So
yeah,
that's also kind of why I work out, so I can eat food off of the girls' plates. Yeah. True story. So. Yeah.
And then, for those on Facebook, you probably saw me post today that I made some pizza roll-ups that were amazing. And we got an air fryer. And this air fryer is amazing. We do, you know, do different types of dishes. I can do wings in there, which are amazing. It actually just uses hot air, no oil at all, and just cooks everything up and makes it very, very good and yummy. And almost to the point where it's like fried, you know. So, but yeah, it's really good. So,
yummy.
If you guys want to join the Loser group, we still kicking it over there. We're almost at 400 members, maybe more. I haven't checked. But it's over at facebook.com/groups/frogpantsloser. Still going since 2012. Ain't that crazy? We've been going since 2012.
I love it, and I still love how active it is. Go on, Frog Pants. Yep.
All right.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Hey, yo, Mr. Feisty, can you kick it for us?
Odds and ends.
All right, babe.
All right.
So we got a twin update.
Yes. I want to talk about Maya and Zoe's development, because they are crazy. They like, they say new words every week, and they're starting to play together, like really play together, and it's kind of crazy. And I can't believe that I'm somebody's mom still. It's been almost 2 years. They're almost 2 years old. So they're talking, saying lots of words, making themselves heard. It's pretty cool. So yeah, I can talk about them all day, but I'm not. Instead, we're going to give a congratulations to Jay's niece, Jasmine. She had a baby.
Yes.
So Jay is a great uncle now.
I'm a great uncle. I'm a spectacular.
I'm a great aunt.
Uncle.
Great aunt, nay. So congratulations to Jasmine.
Yes. Zoe did say her first cuss word. She said shit after I did.
Yes, she said shit.
So.
Yay.
And she also said shoot.
She said shoot.
Yep.
But yeah, it's coming. I have a potty mouth.
Well, the shit was after me, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be the first one?
Amazing.
Well,
you know, as long as they're using it correctly and being respectful and not using it in front of their grandparents and stuff like that. So, I mean, my older two person from it. You know,
as long as they do it in a respectful, if they don't do it at you, I think that'd be cool.
So, anyway,
birthdays.
So we had
I had to go back.
Okay, you can go ahead and go back.
Look, I'll be quick. All right.
Go, babe.
Tony Butt.
Go, babe.
May 24th. Go. Hey, Butt. Teresa Schell, 524. Hey, TT. My Uncle Claude, 524. Happy birthday. Heather Hilton. May 26th. Happy birthday. MYT. Michelle Yeager Turner. Hey, May 26th. Yay!
War Crusher, his birthday was on the 3rd of June,
yep.
As well as Serve was on 6-4. 6-4 was also Mr. Sparks, as also on 6-4, Daisy Girl. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Kevin One's birthday is on the 9th, upcoming. Yep. My cousin Brittany Huntley, I can't believe it, her birthday is on the 13th of June. Bob Wolpert. His birthday's on the 14th of June.
Yeah, Mr. Eric Mahler, who did our media bumper and also does his Mr. Mom Daily. His birthday's on the 16th, as well as Mr. Scott Mann on the 17th. Who do we have?
On the 17th, we have Tara, the Madeiras, Eric Hetzel, and Steve Brown. Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday.
Happy
everyone.
Birthday.
So JK, thanks for hanging with us tonight.
Thanks,
if you guys
JK.
If you guys want to reach out to us, you can do so by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast.
Video of this episode and past episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. And we will see you all next week. Take care. We love you all. We'll see you later.
Bye.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.